Stumbling and shuffling in our shoes, hitching our trousers up from time to time, we walked out the day gate. The plaza was empty. We crossed the causeway between the twin fountains and entered into the burger's town. An old market had stood there until I'd been about 6 years old, when the authorities had renamed it the Olda Market, destroyed it, and built a new market devoted to selling T-shirts and other objects with pictures of the old market. Meanwhile, the people who had operated the little stalls in the old market had gone elsewhere and set up a thing on the edge of town that was now called the New Market, even though it was actually the old market. Some casinos had gone up around the Olda Market, hoping to cater to people who wanted to visit it or who had business of one kind or another linked to the consent. But no one wanted to visit an Olda Market that was surrounded by casinos. And frankly, the consent wasn't that much of an attraction, so the casinos were looking dirty and forlorn. Sometimes at night we could hear music playing from dance halls in their basements, but they were awfully quiet at the moment.
"We can obtain breakfast in there," Barb said.
"Casino restaurants are expensive," I demurred.
"They have a breakfast buffet that you can go to for free. My father and I would eat there sometimes."
This made me sad, but I could not dispute the logic. So I followed Barb, and Jad followed me. The casino was a labyrinth of corridors that all looked the same. They saved money by keeping the lights dim and not washing the carpets. The mildew made us sneeze. We ended up in a windowless room below ground. Fleshy men, smelling like soap, sat alone or in pairs at tables. There was nothing to read. A Speely display was mounted to the wall, showing feeds of news, weather, and sports. It was the first moving picture praxis that Fra Jad had ever seen, and it took him some getting used to. Barb and I let him stare at it while we got food from the buffet. We put our trays down on a table, and then I returned to Fra Jad, who was watching highlights of a ball game. A man at a nearby table was trying to draw him into conversation about one of the teams. Fra Jad's T-shirt happened to be emblazoned with the logo of the same team, and this had caused the man to jump to a whole set of wrong conclusions. I got between Fra Jad's face and the Speely and managed to break his concentration, then led him over to the buffet. Thousanders didn't eat much meat because there wasn't room to raise livestock on their crag. He seemed eager to make up for lost time. I tried to steer him toward cereal products, but he knew what he wanted. While we were eating, a news feed came up on the Speely showing a mathic stone tower seen from a distance at night, lit from above by a grainy red glow. The scene was very much like what the Thousander's Math had looked like last night, but the building on the feed was not one that I had ever seen.
"That is the Millenarian Spire in the Consent of St. Rambolf," Fra Jad announced. "I have seen drawings of it."
St. Rambolf's was on another continent. We knew little of it because it had no orders in common with ours. I'd run across the name recently, but I could not remember exactly where.
"One of the three inviolates," Barb said.
"Is that what you call us?"
Jad asked.
Barb was right.
The Flying Wedge Monument inside our year gate bore a plaque telling the story of the third sack and mentioning the 3,000-er maths in all the world that had not been violated. St. Edhar, St. Rambolf, and
St. Tredegar is the third,
Barb continued. As if the Speely were responding to his voice, we now saw an image of a map that seemed to have been carved into the face of a stone bluff. It, too, was illuminated from above by red light.
"That's odd," I said.
"Why would the aliens shine the light on the three inviolates? That is ancient history."
"They are telling us something," said Fra Jad.
"What are they telling us? That they're really interested in the history of the third sack?"
"No," said Fra Jad. "They are probably telling us that they have figured out that Edhar, Rambolf, and Tredegar are where the secular power stored all of the nuclear waste."
I was glad we were speaking Orth.